with Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
Boss
do?
Up. And get it, people!
I am so excited for today's show. I am so excited to be here with you, Jalen Anthony Rose, because I know you know why I am. But let me just fill in the audience what happened over the weekend. Jalen Rose was trending all over social media, video after video after video of him because of this. I showed this to my friends. I showed this to my wife. No one believes this is real. You tried and missed to hit the golf ball surrounded by thousands of people, nine times? How is this possible, Jill? You're a professional athlete.
So a few things. I had an amazing time, and we'll get to the fact that I actually met the Golden Bear, the GOAT, this weekend. I thought I was trending because I didn't have a fresh cut, because people don't normally see me without one. Then I thought I might have been trending because of my Aiden Hutchinson jersey looks cold.
No.
Then
no.
I realized something. Those cameras actually operate internationally. And not only on linear television, but on digital platforms. And all of a sudden, my golf game that I've been hiding from the world, as you know, for the last 12 years doing JRLA golf outings, including last weekend, I got exposed.
Got exposed.
I got exposed, dog. And the crazy thing about it, a few things happened. Number one, these glasses need to become prescription. That's one. Number two, the ball's not moving.
Are we nervous?
The ball's not moving. No, it's just that I was moving my head before I hit the ball. Like, if you notice,
it's bigger than that,
I really thought I put some power into that first swing.
You fl-
Look, like, I tried.
But, Doug, so I just want to talk to you a little bit because, like, if four people I don't know watch me tee off on the golf course, I get nervous because, you know, I'm a mentally weak athlete. But with all those people watching, after you missed it five times, wasn't there a part of you that was like, let me just step away, let me recalibrate, and then let me just make sure I hit the ball?
See, I know the evolution of my golf game is 50 to 75% of the time when I hit the ball, I could go pick it up. And that happened before this, right? I even tried to catch it in the air. And for some crazy reason, I thought about diving for it. I'm like, what am I doing? I let the ball hit the ground, and then I ended up getting a good shot. But then this time on 17, first off, it looked like I'm trying to swing with a toothpick. Now that I look at this, I need a longer club.
You do need a longer club. In your defense, you definitely need a longer club. You definitely need a longer club.
I see it right now. I need a longer club.
But you're not missing short. You're not missing above the ball. You're missing to the side of the ball. And you're making
also
a big hole in the same spot every time. You got to make the adjustment, Jalen.
Well, here's the thing, dog. Like, one of my good friends, Marwin, is a landscaper. And I didn't want to destroy the grass anymore. Like,
oh,
I was destroying the grass.
You did.
That's embarrassing.
Not only that, it's so embarrassing. There's so many people watching that they had to bring in the greatest golfer of all time, arguably, Jack Nicklaus, to come in to give you some tips. That's what it took. That's how bad you were. They're like, we can only fix this with one of the most accomplished golfers of all time. And here's what the Bear had to say to you.
And the one thing about being an adult, it's almost like when somebody's teaching you something and you want to act like, I know, but you don't know. So you got to listen. And then finally, when I hit the ball, look what happened. I destroyed
like
more grass.
No. Chili. Listen, I went golfing with my son Quincy, who's 9 years old, and we let him hit the ball a couple times, and one time he missed twice in a row. And on the third one, I was like, oh, this is getting kind of bad. But he hit it on the third one, and it went much further than yours. You are a grown man, professional athlete, 6'9", and you missed like 7 or 8. Let's just take a look. We have a count. We have a count of how many times you missed. I want to see that.
Yeah, because I didn't count it. I was concentrating.
Ever happened. So let's just, you tell me how many times you missed.
I'm in deep concentration because I'm no comedian that day.
Two.
Oh, I tried to hit it hard that time. Oh, my goodness.
Three.
And Marcellus Wiley, right. My right knee ain't cooperating.
I got four. Nothing is cooperating. I can't believe we get to five. Oh. Okay, and then a sixth time. I like the ball tracer. And this wasn't the only time you did this. Like, look at this other clip of you playing golf the same day before you had the Aiden Hutchinson jersey on. Same event, same day. You also attempted to tee off with a driver and hit it. You did try to dive at that one. Now that look at the body language.
I was so mad at myself. I'm like, man, I'm about to do something spectacular. I'll make a great catch. Why don't you try to dive for it? And then I whacked it, though. Look at that.
There you go. I have seen you
get
play
out of
golf.
Line,
in your defense.
You get whacked.
In your defense, I have seen you play golf, and you're not that bad. Like, you're not that embarrassingly bad. I've seen you play decently at golf before. This is just amazing.
I want to shout out to the amazing Blue who were there to represent. I want to shout to the Sparty that was there to represent. The Red Wings, got to go see them play. You and I got to go see our guy Dylan play.
Let's go.
Beast, right? But I wish the headline was that I met Jack. And so, like, it's like meeting Jordan, right? The GOAT. Tom Brady, the GOAT. Tiger Woods is the most talented golfer ever. But guess who has the most championships still?
18. That man right there.
That man right there. And you know what else, Jacoby, he told me? Guess what he told me?
What'd he tell you? Besides hit the ball with the club, what else?
I know, yeah. And he got people $2 beers. He's the best. And he made a great little putt. You know what I'm saying?
Get him, like, get him. Like,
hey, y'all, let me just think about this. It's hard being a celebrity golfer. I remember watching him thinking, like, everybody literally expects him from like 300 feet to put the ball in the hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a celebrity basketball player shows up, we could do some dribbling moves. We could shoot, maybe do some dunks. You know what I mean? I know I ain't gonna miss every jumper. You know what I mean? And so for him to make a long putt and give everybody $2 beers, it was great. But like, he told me that he watches us every day. And he also told me that he's going to come on our show. So when we have things that we want to discuss, I know there are some great analysts in the history of golf. And I need to get with my brother, the world's greatest caddy, Michael Collins. He got to give me some lessons. And SEMA, PGD, I need some lessons. Megatron, I need some lessons. I can't be as bad as Charles. Charles went and got his lessons.
I know.
Yeah, Charles stepped his game up. I got to step my game up.
You really do have to step your game up because there were some comparisons between you and Charles Barkley, not in the basketball world or in your careers. You're both great analysts, but he did change his swing. Like, he's not that guy anymore. You know what I mean? You are still this guy, unfortunately.
He said he's not that guy anymore.
Well, Jalen, at your celebrity golf outing, we had a great time. And more importantly than that, we raised a lot of money for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. So you don't have to be a good golfer to do great things on the golf course. Let's move on to some other action from the sports world this weekend. They actually came out with a ranking, and NFL players ranked NFL players. The number one player in the NFL, according to his peers, was Tom Brady. I was absolutely shocked like that. I could probably think of 3 or 4 other quarterbacks I'd rather have start a game for me if I needed to win one. However, he also discussed his sort of absence from Bucs camp of late, and here's what he had to say.
It's all personal. You know, everyone's got different situations they're dealing with, so we all have really unique challenges to our life, and you know, I'm 45 years old, man. There's a lot of going on. So, you know, you just got to try to figure out life the best you can. And, you know, it's a continuous process.
Well, we're not here to speculate on the reason why he was gone. That's because we're serious journalists. However, my co-host says, I am. What do you have to say, Mr. Rose? You're the
best. He basically said what you live each and every day. I got a wife and kids, y'all. I'm 45 years old. Like, they have personalities, schedules, expectations of me as a parent, and I'm still trying to play football. Now, just think about this, Jacoby. The one thing being an athlete allows you to do is quote unquote retire young. So then you get a chance to invest those years back into your family.
Yep.
And normally the lifespan of an athlete, 3 to 5 years, maybe, hopefully playing into your late 20s or even your early 30s. If you play in your late 30s, like, it's an all-time win. It changes your family body clock when you play until you're 45.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what he was talking about. And that's what I heard. Like, there's a reason, y'all, I tried to retire the last couple of years. And I just couldn't because I'm too good still. I'm too good. He should have won MVP last year. He should have been MVP. He was first in yards and TDs. He was. And so now under Todd Bowles, who's going to do an amazing job leading that football team, and we got to go see him too. That's my guy. I'll just tell you this. And shout to Larry Foote on the coaching staff. Tom Brady's like, y'all ain't got to worry about me. Worry about the injuries on the offensive line. Let's get us healthy. Their defense is going to be stupid this year. Yep. Physical and fast. They'll be an elite defense, so he'll be just fine, and I appreciate his honesty.
I do appreciate his honesty as well, and while we don't know the severity of the events that led to him taking this absence, it was team approved. He did retire this offseason and then decide to come back, so there's certain allowances that come with that as well. But when we see him on the football field, we will, and I can't wait for that. Jalen was in action, Tom Brady was in action, and so was that man, Giannis Antetokounmpo, dominating Europe. We'll break that down right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, last time we saw Giannis Antetokounmpo, he was going head-to-head against the Joker, 40 points in a loss. However, this time, he and Greece going up against Belgium. He had 26 points. He had 7 rebounds, and they got the win. What do you think about Giannis playing in Europe in this sort of FIBA qualifier versus what we see from the domestic players playing in summer league games?
So I want to just make sure I say this out loud. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors won their 4th championship this year. The Joker won his 2nd MVP back-to-back years. Kevin Durant got eliminated in the 1st round, but he's still a part of the conversation. Joel Embiid's team lost. He was injured. But that's still the best player in basketball.
I know where you're going, and you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
So here's what happens when you're tall, right? It's a David versus Goliath thing. It's almost like being a parent. And then you start to realize, my kids don't realize that I'm also a chauffeur. I'm also a sponsor. Like, wait a minute. They don't really know everything I bring to the table. That's like Giannis, like arguably the best defensive player in the game on any given positions, on any given possession, can literally guard 5 people. He could guard a point guard out on the floor at the 3-point line, contest the shot, block a shot, and stop him from driving around him. He can also contest a lob to DeAndre Ayton in the NBA Finals and then run the fast break and catch a lob from Jrue Holiday to finish it. He has improved his post game, his free throw shooting, his three-point shooting, gotten a lot stronger, become a better leader, and invested in Milwaukee so very much that they ended up winning the championship with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Big O sitting on the front row. So I can't wait till this season starts because I see a level of ferocity in Giannis, remembering that they lost last year to a team that made the finals and the Bucks didn't have Chris Middleton.
Well, not just
Jonathan
that.
Is going to come back and be dominant as always.
He's sitting there thinking, we lost to the team that played the Warriors in the finals, and Grant Williams took 17 threes and hit like 9. You know what I mean? Like, isn't it, Grant Williams had he probably will never hit more threes in the rest of his career. Well, I think he is a good player. That would probably be the most threes he ever hits in his career. You know, in the Bucks locker room, they're like, I can't believe that just happened. I cannot believe that just happened. But as you mentioned, that can fuel you during the offseason. Now, we watch the Joker and Giannis play in Europe, and we've been watching lots of players play in the Drew League, play in the crossover, and we had the crossover championships. And guess who took home the chip? Jamal Crawford. Of course. He did. Dropped 34. Look at these highlights, though, Jay. He got it.
Jay, crossover. And the crazy thing, Jacoby, how many people retire in the final month in Phoenix of his, in theory, when he was playing at a, practicing and playing at an elite level in the league, he averaged 40 his final month. 40. He's the only player in the history of the NBA to score 50 points for 4 different teams. The only player in the history of the league. And so I am not surprised to see the Wolverine representing Seattle knocking down threes in his championship game. Yeah, LeBron showed up. Chet, get well soon. Paolo, the number one pick. My brother DeJounte Murray, can't wait to have him on the show. All of these great stars were there. But when it was time for the championship, Jay Crossover put up the big numbers and took home the trophy.
I've watched this event evolve over the past like 7 or 8 years. It's so good to see these highlights with the fans packed. It's so good to see the lines outside to see LeBron James. And a lot of the stuff we've seen from James Harden this summer have been him working out with Sam Cassell, talking about how he's getting back in shape. But not this weekend. It was the birthday weekend and he was partying. And this clip went viral. He did not throw his cake into the ocean. You can't just pick up a cake like that. That is a cardboard replica of a cake. I want to make that very clear. What do you think about tossing the cake in the ocean?
Thank you for saying that. Because as soon as he would have moved it, it would have tipped and fell over. You notice it's one piece.
Frosting all over his hands. Like, you can't just pick up a cake like that, dog.
But I got a conspiracy theory for you. Ooh. Most people look at the headline and don't read the story. So if you're James Harden, you continue the summer of being in the gym. And I threw away the cake because I'm watching my diet.
Empty calories. Can't do it. I had a kale smoothie. All you had, I'm sure, that night was kale smoothies.
And,
you know what
and
I mean?
Also,
protein bars.
And also, shout to young legend Lil Baby. I told you I got a chance to talk to him at my good friend Tom Gore's owner of the Pistons house when he's performing for the team. And I need more friends to show up for me like this. You know what I mean? And here's the crazy thing. I was thinking, Jacoby, I was like, I've been giving people money at least 30 years. You know what I mean? I can't recall the human being that showed up with a bag for me.
No,
you know
never.
What I'm saying?
Oh, never.
You know what I'm saying?
Every once in a while, I might split lunch with you. That's my version of giving you $250,000. I'll be like, you know what? I'll buy this $30 lunch today, Jalen. You don't worry about that. But when we have a $400 dinner, you can take that bill. Big shout to Lil Baby. Big shout to James Harden.
No
big
doubt.
Shout to you, Jalen Rose. We'll be back right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Was watching last night. WNBA playoffs are getting good. It continues Wednesday on ESPN2 with these two great matchups. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, what do we do every single day? We have this platform.
Acknowledge the fact that Brittany Griner has been wrongly detained and we're getting close to 200 days and it's just disappointing. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen Rose, what you're about to watch is Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot. Remember, he's the Braves mascot at a Falcons game during an exhibition against children, just giving everybody the Derrick Henry. Jalen, is Blooper overdoing it here?
He's not overdoing it. It's a boss move. They got on helmets and shoulder pads. They're trying to learn how to play the game. That's how it is when you're playing against older kids. It's no different than blocking young people's shots or crossing them over or dunking on them. It's the same thing. You got to show them that it ain't easy. I ain't mad at this at all. Somebody got to go after them legs.
Blooper's pretty quick, man. Blooper turned that corner.
And strong.
Look at that. Look at Blooper's legs. You're like, he's moving that fast in a mascot uniform.
Looking like Jonathan Taylor out there.
Yo, Blooper would definitely beat me in a 100-meter dash and if I had a 20-yard head start and he was in the mascot outfit. I'm telling you. He went viral over the weekend, but nothing from the weekend that went viral is better than this. You attempting to hit a golf shot. Jalen, just walk it through us one more time. Walk.
So basically, I'm having a great time, first off.
Yeah.
I appreciate being invited, raising a lot of money for Flint and surrounding areas. Second, I literally thought that I was about to whack the ball. And before I shot it, I had the nerve to tell people to watch out. I was like, I don't want to hit nobody. I don't want to hit nobody. That's all it is. And it looked like I'm swinging a toothpick. Help your brother out. You know what I'm saying? Dylan Larkin, we got to go see him. We got to check out my guy, Anthony Duro. He's fighting on Deontay Wilder's card. The Golden Bear was there. Charlie Bell was there. It was a great event. Kim Moore was there. It was awesome.
I really feel like Aiden Hutchinson sees this footage and is like, take my jersey off, Jalen. Take my jersey off. Seriously, he's like, don't be doing that in my jersey. All right? Don't be doing that in my jersey.
I can catch now. Aiden, you know, and I used to be a defensive end. Ed Too Tall Jones, crushing QBs. See y'all tomorrow. Appreciate the love.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Now, I'm glad we're talking about this in the podcast. We were going to talk about it during the TV program, but we need some more breadth. We need some more space to discuss this. Aaron Rodgers went on the Joe Rogan podcast. And you know, we're not here to talk about politics. So whatever you feel about the Joe Rogan podcast, you can feel however you want to feel. I'm just glad that you're listening to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast.
Exactly.
And he went on to explain how he described to the media that he was immunized, but he wasn't truly vaccinated. And he kind of blamed the media for not asking the right follow-up questions, which I can understand. Immunized does not mean vaccinated, but he's implying that he's vaccinated. He also explained that he has an allergy to some of the elements of two of the most popular vaccinations, okay? And then he said he wanted to take the Johnson & Johnson shot that doesn't have that element that he's allergic to, but it wasn't available to him for some reason. I'd love to ask some follow-up questions about that. Now we're talking about follow-up questions, because as someone who took the Johnson & Johnson shot, it was readily available to me.
Exactly.
He sort of like decided to go to a very safe and comfortable podcast environment for him to explain all of these things. He also explained that when he did contract COVID, one of his first calls was to Joe. I can't keep a straight face. But his first calls was to Joe Rogan, because that's what I would call if I got a disease.
Right. Not Dr. Fauci. Yeah. Joe Rogan.
Yeah. No. Not a doctor. Let's go. The Fear Factor guy who does UFC fights. No shots at Joe Rogan. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the podcast personally, but because they're long. But, like, you know, he does a great job with the UFC. And I used to watch Fear Factor every night with my wife. Shout out to him for that. But, Mr. Rose, what do you think about sort of, you know, and Mr. Rogers, like, some explanation of the events of last year?
The one thing I try to always do as a public figure, because that's what we are. You can categorize us based on talent after that. Artist, athlete, entertainer, actor, social influencer, like the comedian, the list goes on and on and on of people who garner celebrity. And the one thing that has worked for me, and what I mean by works for me, is allows me to sleep at night. Not necessarily worrying about what people may say or think about my actions because I try to be authentic and upfront. So at that point, I don't have to worry about, once I say what I say about it, you might not be over it, but I'm over it. You know what I'm saying? And what ends up happening is, in a case like this for Aaron Rodgers, he had a chance to just own it. Like, all those are excuses and reasons. Mm-hmm. We both know that you could have got the Johnson & Johnson shot if you really wanted it. And I'm not here to force it on anybody. This is him speaking. This is him speaking. And also, what did he go overseas to do again?
Oh, ayahuasca.
Right.
Twice. So, he's done it twice.
So let me get this right. You're willing to do ayahuasca, which is illegal in the United States.
But yeah, you're not outside willing of religious to, ceremonies, I believe, but continue.
But you're not willing to be vaccinated for everybody, including
your
safety.
I'm a wild dude. Even I'm scared of ayahuasca.
Correct.
like, even I'm like, what? Trip for how
Jacoby,
long?
You ready for this? There are people out here that were actually talking about being scared to take the vaccine when they got tattoos.
Oh, God. That I got, just quick aside, I feel bad for Aroldis Chapman, who's done some things in his past that I obviously don't condone and are pretty horrifying. However, getting an infection from a tattoo and having that affect your athletic professional career has got to suck. But back to Aaron Rodgers, you do make a good point. No, I won't take the vaccine that millions of people have taken. There's only been a handful of sort of like bad reactions to, and that happens. But yeah, I'll go to Peru and take ayahuasca. Sure, why not?
Right.
Yeah, it's a sure. You're gonna give me some teens to make me trip for 2 days, and I need a shaman to guide me through it? Yeah, I'll do that, correct. No problem. Correct. No, but the vaccine that millions and millions of people, hundreds of millions of people have taken, nah, I won't do that. Not gonna
Let
be able to do it.
Let me tell you something. You ain't giving me no drugs or no hallucinogenics or whatever.
Jalen doesn't like Advil. Jalen doesn't like Motrin. Yeah,
correct.
For real. Like,
I don't take that. I don't take pills like that. I'm good. I am so good. And so again, you say a safe space. Let's talk about that safe space. So, as taxpaying citizens, I remember when there was gonna be, you know, a change in the election for number 45. And I said that athletes from the NFL and the NBA, I am hearing, if and when they win the championship, will not be guests at the White House. I think as we transition from 44 to 45, there were so many people still upset that 44 ever happened that they wanted to get so far away from that and went to 45. And that 8 year, this 12 year period or so, to me has been like one of the most divisive forks in the road that I've seen in just adults. And your theories or your beliefs are what they are. But he knew what audience he wanted to say that to.
Yeah. And we won't go on this long, but from 44 to 45 reminds me of my friends that used to date like the nerdy girl that got all A's, and then they break up and then he gets the girl with the tattoo on her face that smokes reds. You know what I mean? It's just like, just overcompensate. It's just like, no. It's like, let's meet in the middle. Jalen, we laughed about Blooper, the Braves mascot, knocking over kids, but Poe, the Ravens mascot, got carted off. Now, first and foremost, there's an actual human being inside that outfit. And while it is funny to see like him get carted off and whatever, because he's in a mascot outfit, I hope that human being feels better because, you know, no one should have to go through that. But it is ominous because of the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. It did feel like they were held back solely by injury last season. You know what I mean? They're ravaged by injuries. And then in a preseason game for the mascot to get carted off, it's just, it makes me concerned for Lamar, especially if he does not get a deal by week one, that it could happen again and it could affect his bottom line.
If I'm Lamar, I'm playing this thing out at this point, fam. People assassinating my character because I'm not feeding into the normal infrastructure of having an agent, and I'm keeping myself and my mom keeping me insulated. I've seen quarterbacks get major injuries and still get paid. Think about it, like a player like Jimmy Garoppolo got $120 million from the 49ers years ago. And now they're looking to actually move him. He's gonna make $27 million potentially this year. And that was a deal he signed after starting 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
For the Patriots, 10 games. So automatically, Lamar should be getting double of him. Automatically, right? And so now we're at a point where if something happens to where they struggle this year or he gets banged up or whatever, that's still not gonna stop him from getting his money. We just saw Deshaun Watson get his money when he had 24, 25 lawsuits pending.
And didn't play the year before.
And hasn't had the success win, loss-wise, playoff-wise, MVP-wise as Lamar Jackson. So at this point, if I'm him, he might as well just go into the season and let the season play out and ask them for $300 guaranteed million dollars.
And he deserves it.
That's what I believe he should do. And shout out to John Morant, who bought his father and his parents and his sister.
I think it was his mom and his sister houses on the same block, like adjoining houses. I love it too, but you know, Negative Jacoby needs to step in here for a second. I want y'all like 5-6 houses down. You know what I mean? Like, I love y'all, but like, we don't live together anymore. We might live together when I was growing up, but I wouldn't mind if they were in the neighborhood, but not like adjacent to my home.
It all depends on the relationships y'all have.
Yeah.
And Styles P once said it, not kin of blood. No, he said, blood is thicker than water only in certain cases. You need water to live. You learn that in the basics. And what that means is you can have family, you can have friends, but sometimes they may or may not assassinate your character or slander your name when you're not around. If he thought that would ever happen, then he wouldn't have did that. But since he know that that's family and they locked in and they truly love one another and trust one another and believe in one another and support one another, then that is what allows you to have that happen. And I got to give you another nugget, Jacoby, when you say you needed them a few doors down. Those houses are so big, he can still do whatever he wanted to do without them seeing.
I guess so. And also, T. Morant was one of the breakout stars from last year's playoff. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that sort of like, you know, put a flag in the ground by their performances last year. Like Jalen Brunson comes to mind. You know what I mean? But like T. Morant was, he just burst on the scene during the playoffs.
He did. And shout to his dad and all Papa Morant and Papa Towns. Just watching them interact on the sideline was something that we don't normally see in professional mm-hmm. sports and it be highlighted. That was a beautiful thing. But I gotta also acknowledge this. So one time on this show, when we did Usher, what did I say? These are my suppressions.
Yes.
I want to shout out our social media team because they clipped that. It posted on my social media and Usher Raymond commented on it twice. He loved
yeah.
it.
Yeah, love it.
He loved it.
I made fun of Rick Ross grabbing a dude's head and Rick Ross commented on it.
That's love. See, that's what I love about this show, Jacoby. We could talk about the Golden Bear. We could talk about Rosé. It's just the range of our immortals that sit behind us each day when we do the show, that we're living, breathing embodiments as it play out on linear and on social, that people support what we're doing. Forever grateful.
My wife, Joey Jacoby, is doing a documentary on Candace Parker as she sort of rounds out her great legendary career in her hometown for the Chicago Sky. Yesterday, I think she had 19, 18, the first person in history to have 15, points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 blocks in a playoff game in WNBA. Killed it. They came down to the wire. Didn't end up going in their favor at the end, but big shout to the sun and the sky. Looking forward to that. Mr. Rose, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is taking calls from our listeners. Call 9580-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Shout out Reginald the Legend, I need the J-Lo juice recipe. And I also would like 3 things every J&J listener should be doing every day, including the J-Lo juice recipe. You know, the tea every day, exercising regularly, journaling, all that. How do we be the healthiest? 3 things. All right, thank you. Peace and love.
Uncle Jalen, every 6 months or so, someone calls in and wants the Jalen juice recipe. Let them know.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. So, as smoothie shops and energy and health drinks became more popular, I started to notice that the Jalen juice, in theory, directly or indirectly, is bottled, copied, and being sold. So I want to break down to you what it is. First off, and I said this over the weekend, Jacoby, are you old enough to remember when we drank water from the faucet?
Of course.
Doesn't it seem like since we pay water bills, we should actually be able to drink that water?
Oh, I feel like, well, a couple things. Number one, I was taking my kids down to the car because my wife was going to drive them to work. And she goes, where are their backpacks? And I go, they don't need backpacks. She goes, well, what? I was like, what's in the backpack? They need just water bottles. I'm like, I picked them up from camp. There's a water fountain there. Water's accessible. For some reason with children, they can't leave the house for 30 minutes without a water bottle. I understand hydration's important, right? We're not going on a hike in the woods. You know what I mean? They're going to a camp with running water. Why do they need a special bottle that they're just going to end up losing? I'm going to buy another $8 stupid bottle, put their name on it. But continue, Mr. Rose.
Correct. And shout to Flint, who still doesn't have normal running water in 2022.
That's crazy. Like, remember that was covered? It's one of them stories gets covered. And then it's like, nah, we're kind of sick of that one. But the people of Flint still suffering.
And for everybody out there who purchases bottled water, I want to remind you of something. When you put ice in it, it's from a tap.
Yeah.
So when you buy a beverage, I don't care if it's an adult beverage, I don't care if it's cranberry juice. When they give you ice, it's from a tap. So in theory, you're still drinking it.
Oh, yeah. Like, when you travel to Mexico, everyone's like, don't drink the water, don't drink the water. You're like, cool, I won't drink the water. And then you're like, yeah, I'll take a pina colada. You know what I mean?
Correct. And so the Jalen juice is as such. Water, lime, cayenne. You can sprinkle a little lemon so it don't be so sour. And...
Wait, lemon makes it sweet now? What's happening? Damn.
Well, you can make it if you make it hot.
Depends on how much cayenne you put in there. Yeah, you got the cayenne. They because when I get my little ginger shot in the morning, it comes with a different color every day because a different person made it. Sometimes when I see that orange, I'm like, uh-oh, this one's going to hit.
And I would say like some version of like sweetener. But I'm not trying to get you to have the juice and then get you addicted to doing a lot of sugar with it. So that's why I'm kind of trying to cheat it with the lime. So you don't necessarily have to use honey or sugar or sweetener or blah, 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 blah. And so that's the basic premise of it. And if you want, you can do it room temperature. But if you really want to do it right, do it as tea. Got to do it as tea. And let me know how you fare. I would say it could kick, give it like 2 to 4 hours to kick in.
2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, and do it like, especially if you're dating somebody new, right? And say y'all going on a date Tuesday night. Start taking the juice Monday. Start it on Monday. You know what I mean?
So
are
there
some more Tuesday?
You've always sort of insinuated some romantic benefits to the Jalen juice habit. So it goes without saying, we don't need to explain what those are. So three things that this caller wants that Jalen Jacoby listeners should do to improve their day. I've got a couple, and we can go back and forth on this like tech and steel.
You got it. Dope analogy.
So I'll say me time. Whether that to you is exercise, meditation, sitting on a bench in the park, reading. There's something called cognitive rest, which I learned about when I had my concussion problems, which are lifelong. I'm like, well, what? They're like, you need cognitive rest. I'm like, what's that? They're like, when you're not thinking and you're not on your phone and you're not watching a screen and your brain just rests like everything else. So whether you do that as meditation, reading, in the park, I go for jogs, moving meditations, with yoga, whatever you're doing, Tai Chi. Just get yourself a little time to get away from the noise, get away from responsibilities, and build that into your day. Mr. Rose, you're next.
I believe you're going to say the one I don't say, because I'd rather piggyback like Run DMC off of what you said. And when you say me time, I'll give you the B side of that. Secure your mass first. And what I mean by that is, life is hard for all of us. Each person has to deal with their own anxiety, their own depression, their own good days, their own bad days, their own problems with their relationships, their problems with their job, you know, problems with their kids, kids having problems in school, people having health issues. Like, each of us is either just got out of storm, in a storm, or about to go through a storm.
Preach.
That's an absolute fact. And so based on that, it's hard for human beings to not make what they're dealing with more important than what everybody else is dealing with.
Yep.
And when you distill that everybody else also is an imperfect human being, then you realize the number two point I want to give you after Jacoby says me time. Something that I've said for years, that people come into your life for four reasons: to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. Choose wisely. And here's your experiment. Look down at your phone at who's texting you. Look down at your phone at who's calling you. And ask yourself, are they adding or multiplying? To me, adding is short-term goals. Multiplying may be a day, maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a long-term goal. Or are they subtracting? Like, are they a parasite for your energy? Are they always complaining to you about what's wrong with them? Ignoring everything I just said, that you got things that you're dealing with also? And no matter what their relationship to you is in your life, in order for you to be the best version of a support to them, whether you're a parent, a mate, a friend, a family member, you have to be your psychological, physical, emotional best. And in order to do that, secure your mass first and protect your energy. That's number two.
Number three for me is going to be, this is like my subjective thing. I have a family and a work life. So one thing I like to do before bed, because we always talk about, you always talk about like winning the morning. In my head, I go through tomorrow before bed. You know what I mean? Like in my head, and some of it has to do with like, hey, Joey, I'll pick up the kids. I need you to drop them off. Or hey, Jalen, I might miss the call in the morning. staff because I got this thing is it just makes me, it takes away some of, like, people talk about, like, the Sunday scaries, like Sunday night when Monday's coming and you're just kind of like, you're not ready for it, and you get a little anxiety. You know, what's it called? Preparation prevents piss poor performance. You know what I mean?
Well said.
So what helps me is before I go to bed, I just kind of, you know, cross some T's, dot some I's, just on my day tomorrow, and it brings down my anxiety levels because I oftentimes feel overwhelmed by the coming day the next day. So you always have to win the morning, but one thing that helps me win the morning is before bed, just kind of like go through what I'm doing for the next day or the next week or whatever.
And this is where we Starsky and Hutch, you're driving, you pull up to the curb, and I jump in. Because what you just said about time management does start the night before.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing so, guess what you gotta do? You can't be out all night. Because
guess what?
All of your plans don't matter if you're tired the next morning.
Yeah, it changes.
Or hungover the next morning. Or you're in a strange location with somebody you just met the night before. The next morning.
When we saw Dipset Locks, I wasn't the same for like 2 days. And that ended at like 12:30.
You gotta manage your time. And planning has a lot to do with that. And let me tell you one thing that can help with your planning. Your meals. Think about when you're gonna eat tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a health thing that when there's chaos, there's clutter. And a lot of times, people who like are frantic or rushing to do stuff have things all over the place. And for me, like, I need to clean up at some point before I like pack or travel or like, if I was hectic in the morning, I tried on 4 or 5 different things. By the time I get back home, like, I gotta clean that up. And it's starting your morning by making your bed every day, brushing your teeth every day, washing your backside every day. Like, these are habitual things that now lead to you following your schedule and create a routine. Most people don't have a routine. That's the fourth thing I want to say. Create a routine. I think
you make a good point about being clean. Sometimes I walk into people's living environments and I'm like, I don't even know how you can get by like this. Like, I don't even know how your brain works like this. Like, if everything's like, you know, these are easy stuff, but before you leave on a trip, you clean the whole house, you come home and it's there. I'm moving right now. Moving tomorrow. And I hate moving. But let me tell you one thing I did over the weekend, because we had to pack up the kids' stuff, pack up the kitchen, and then it gets to my stuff. I went through, I put my hands on every sock, every article of clothing, and I'm a throwawayer, and I don't throw away, I donate. 7 trash bags of clothes and sneakers I donated this weekend.
Love
because
that.
I was getting that cluttered feeling. The dresser drawers wouldn't close. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I kind of got that cluttered, like, icky feeling. And in this new environment, I'm so happy. I'm literally starting with like 50% of my clothing that I had before. Like 50% of it.
Love that. And part of growth is letting go old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when people become hoarders, because that's what it is, like, here's an experiment for everybody that has the means to do so. When you look in your drawers, you look in your closets, if it ain't fresh to you, if you wouldn't go rock it right now and you were going somewhere that meant something to you, then you really don't need it.
Donate it. You got plenty. Let me tell you something, because, you know, I got to go negative Jacoby sometimes. I was like, this stuff might be too fly to donate. You know, I was like, do I bring this to my friend's house or something? I was like, this is like, I paid like $80 for this, wore it once. It just doesn't work for me anymore. I was like, but then it's so much effort. Producer touches in my ear being like, we're the same size, but like, I'm not driving out to your house to give you 4 sweatshirts and 3 unworn pairs of shoes.
That's,
you know
what ends up happening.
Yeah.
It can't become maintenance to do the giveaway.
Yes. And my wife is one of those like, oh, let's not give that away because I'm going to do this and then that. And in the back of my head, I'm like, no, you're not. You know what I mean? Like, no, you're not. I'm a giveawayer. Like, if it takes two steps to get rid of it, it ain't going to happen. You know what
Correct.
I mean?
Correct. You like, oh, I'm going to get such and such to drive over here. And
to pick this up. Yeah.
They're going to take this table.
Exactly. You know no, they're not. No, they're
so
not. 6 months later,
there.
Same table sitting there. No.
Exactly.
If it takes two steps, don't do it.
Correct.
I'm lucky I found out they had a clothing donation in the basement of my building, in the parking garage.
Oh,
in the,
that's
so,
dope.
So that's that one step.
That's
one step, one trip to the basement.
That's
but man,
dope.
I'm, yeah, God.
That's dope.
You know what I found? I found more JRLA cardigans. I don't know why I bought so many JRLA. I don't think you have any more in stock. Like, you must have sent me
you
too many.
You bought them all?
I bought them all. You know what? You should be able to build that facility that you're looking for Jalen Rose Leadership Academy just based on that one mistake I made when I tried to buy my merch, which you can get at JRLA Detroit. You can also call 95-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail to get on the show tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
I'm committed to JRLA, fam.
Rose.
I'm literally going there today. We have freshman orientation.
Ooh.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.